of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I've never been better.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I mean, my internet's not working, but other than that,
sorry. Yeah, well, you know.
Hey, life happens. You get through it.
We'll figure it out.
Watched some baseball last night. Ah, so close. I was about to win $300.
It's a good one.
I picked a home run. Shohei Ohtani to hit a home run. And a couple other singles. Someone to get two bases. It all came in. And Frankie Lindor didn't get a hit. We went like over.
That's what always
five.
Screws you. That's what always gets you every time.
Like, I thought that would be, of all of them, like, this is the easy one.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But, no.
That's one that always gets you. Something that you think is going to be the easy one. Someone to get two strikeouts.
Yeah,
someone
right?
to get
yep.
one hit. And then they go.
They got me. So, anyways, after that, did you finish The Penguin?
I've watched the first one. So,
well,
I'm watching the show.
Episodes.
I'm almost done with it. But I will continue The Penguin. We like it. So, I'm going to keep watching it.
Yeah.
Are you caught up? Oh, yeah. You said something.
It's
so
four episodes.
Yeah.
So we watched like the first two and then the second two. I thought it was great.
Okay.
Like, I love it. Like, it is, like I said, Tony Soprano meets a Bronx Tale. Like,
I like Colin so much.
It's so crazy.
You and I just watched that other thing with listen, I guess in case people haven't seen it yet, but the Apple thing where he was a PI.
Yeah. What was that called?
I'll have to look that
Sugar.
Up.
Sugar. It's so funny because he's so goddamn good looking in Sugar.
Yeah.
And I actually had to, because me and Yiro were talking about it, and I'm like, I don't really know what Colin Farrell's been in.
Okay.
You know, like in my head, I'm like, and so I went and looked at his movies. I'm like, I know he's a huge star. I don't think I've seen any of these. And then I went to TV and I'm like, he's Sugar? Like, it hit me like that. Like,
oh,
wow.
Really? Okay.
Like, he looks way different.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, but in my head, I couldn't picture. I have a mix between Colin Hanks, Colin Firth, Colin Farrell.
Names.
They're all kind of like, I don't know which one of those guys
muddled.
Is who.
Yeah. I like him. And he does do a lot of stuff that I haven't seen. He's in at least one or two of those. That Guy Ritchie movie that I liked a lot, The Gentleman, which you still need to watch.
I haven't seen it,
He does a great job in that. But I just feel like he's one of those guys that whenever he shows up, he's just so damn cool.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah. And he's great in Sugar, but he's got to win an Emmy for this. Like,
for
this Penguin thing is unbelievable.
And do people? I haven't even looked at the reviews. I liked the Batman.
Yeah, I loved it.
I was really excited about Pattinson being Batman. I thought that's such a great choice.
Right.
He looks like he's made to have that mask on his face with that jaw and everything else. And we'd seen him in some indie movies that we really liked, and we were like, hey, the vampire guy's actually a really good actor.
Right. That and one where he's Robin Banks, his brother or whatever.
Yeah, that was really good.
Great.
He did a couple of those, and I was like, man, this guy's good. So when they said he's going to be Batman, I was like, all right, awesome. Yeah. I'm Team Pattinson. And I thought the Batman was good, and I'm optimistic that when they keep going, that maybe we'll look back and the Batman will actually be kind of like Batman Begins. It'll be the weakest of the trilogy.
Well, there's certain going through it. So, you know, if you haven't seen The Penguin, I'm going to ruin it for you. Not that I can. There's only four episodes out. It comes out every Sunday, I think. But it takes place 1 week after the end of The Batman.
Okay.
So that's, you know.
I knew the world.
You don't need to know it all, but, you know, it kind of helps a little bit. So
I wonder if DC's learned from Marvel's mistakes when it comes to, hey, don't make these shows like homework. Don't make it so that, they relate, but you have to look for these details to understand what's going on. Make it so that someone who hasn't even seen the Batman can still enjoy Penguin, which from what I've heard you say, that's exactly what it is.
Yes.
You don't have to have seen the movie to be enjoying
the
show.
I don't think so, because I don't remember. I saw the movie. I saw it at the theaters. I don't remember a lot of it, so I wasn't lost at all.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't like, oh, what happened?
I mean, they've been advertising.
There's
the show
one point
heavily.
Where, like, they do a flashback, if you're curious, and it's like, you know, the city's flooding or whatever. And I did ask Yiro, I was like, what? Did that happen? He's like, yeah. Remember in the Batman, the Riddler blew up the bridges and stuff? I'm like, oh, right. Okay, so they're just tying that in. That's the only time. Which, by the way, the bridges just could have blown up and the water could have flooded the city. I didn't need to know that the Riddler did it, but they make certain references where the guy wants drugs, and he's like, you know, well, I know you got some. He's like, you're going to have to ask the Riddler about that. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's just certain references, so they do a good job of that, but you don't need to know. But, man, like I said, you know, Tony Soprano.
94%
oh, really?
Critic and 91% audience. So
I think it's
like
great.
It. People
I
like
think it's
it.
Great.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, they've advertised it heavily, and I feel like HBO's needed a... I don't know if this is an HBO show or Max show or whatever, but it's HBO. I feel like it's been a while since they've had something big. I know people like that House of the Dragons or whatever, but it took them so long to put out those seasons, and not everyone's a Game of Thrones fan. HBO used to be the TV leader, you know? That's where you went for great content. And when I saw that they were going to do that, I thought, oh, well, yeah, Disney Plus has done this with Marvel and Star Wars, but I'm optimistic and I think confident that this will be something I'll like a lot
more.
Well,
I think they've done a good job. It's like in anything, in any world you're in, be it radio or music or sports or whatever job you have, you know, it felt like for a long time DC just tried to compete with Marvel.
Yep.
And you couldn't do it because Marvel's really good at what they do. Like, they have really good actors, and Robert Downey Jr. is great. So you're trying to compete, and people... But I think that new guy who's in charge of it, whatever...
Is it Snyder?
I think so. It's him and somebody else. I think they've done a really good job of being like, no, let's not do
that,
man.
Marvel,
let's do these gritty crime documentaries, shows that are much more based in the real world.
Realistic.
And of course, there's superhero stuff in it, but it doesn't have to be. The Penguin's just a mobster. He doesn't have any extra powers. Batman's just a dude with a lot of money.
Exactly.
Who can fight.
Yeah.
Like, and so, and the Joker, you know, they've turned him into, he doesn't have any, he's just a weird guy.
Just a weird guy.
Right? Who needs help, right?
Yeah. And, I've never been a superhero person, even as a kid. Right. I didn't read a lot of comic books, but I've always liked Batman. Now, that could be because Tim Burton and that first movie came out when I was 6 or 7.
Right.
Maybe, but I've always liked Batman because he's a rich guy.
Right.
With toys, and because I liked... The movies that, you know, right. I liked the first one a lot that Tim Burton did it, and then I was young enough to like those other ones as they were coming out. But then when Christopher Nolan did that trilogy, you're
right,
like, okay, this is what else can be done. Not to say that Marvel needs to be embarrassing. Marvel's done great for their fans. Their fans love it.
And by the way, those movies are great. There's not many that I don't like.
Yeah.
But it was always like DC just trying to compete with them. And I thought, those movies, I like those DC movies too. But I think whoever was like, hey, let's go a different direction.
Yeah.
Let's turn the Penguin into a mob boss.
Yeah.
Like, and...
Oh, Brooke loved those Nolan movies, and she's not a superhero person at all either, but she loves
I don't think
Nolan
that's
movies.
The thing. I don't think you have to be a superhero person at all.
I don't think you do either.
They call him Oz... You know, they even change... Like, his name in the comic books is like... And people are going to get mad at me. It's like Oswald Cobblestocker or something.
Okay.
And they even change his name. They're like Oz Cobb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They took
a
little less
comic booky.
And then they don't call him the Penguin. It's guys who make fun of him.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, the Penguin's here.
Comes the Penguin.
It's like a guy's like, you know, hey, Penguin, get the hell out of here. Then he doesn't like it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It makes him mad.
Whereas in the old movies, it's like, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the Penguin.
Right,
and
exactly.
That was because it was in this odd universe.
Yeah.
But with the Nolan stuff, that felt like they've started to turn this. Even Bane, everyone just was sort of a person.
Yeah.
And they had, you know... They were great villains, or great superheroes, but are they even really superheroes? What makes them? Don't you need superpowers? And I don't know that anyone had any real superpowers in the Batman universe ever, right? Like, as far as in the comics, and then, you know, they did it in those Tim Burton movies, I think, but with Christopher Nolan, you got back to, no, these are good guys, bad guys that are either crazy like the Joker, have a lot of money, and a lot of toys at their disposal, but there's no flying, unless they bought a jetpack. That's how they would have to fly.
I mean, it was, you know, Batman had cool stuff because they had enough money for it.
Yeah.
You know, Batman was James Bond.
Exactly.
And, you know, Iron Man is their version of that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, Iron Man is their Batman.
Yes.
But those Iron Man movies were, I know people loved them. But, like, to me, I saw the first Iron Man movie, and people at the end of the movie were applauding, and I was like, oh, okay, because I just thought, like, I don't know, is it better, is it good? I'm just not into those Marvel movies for whatever reason. I don't have a connection with them from my childhood,
I love them. I've seen them all, and, you know, try to watch them chronologically or whatever, but, man, these to me are just, like, adult. Like, this Penguin thing is just an adult mobster movie. You know, apparently it's going to be like 8 hours or something. You know, it's in the vein of Sopranos.
That's the first episode I told Brooke. I was like, well, this is like the Sopranos with the Penguin.
Yeah, you know? It's like the Sopranos with the Penguin and mix in to just you know, mix in a Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, here's this kid who doesn't really want to do it, but all right, he's going to do it, and we'll see where he ends up. And I don't remember that kid. You know, they've added stuff, too. That kid wasn't in the Penguin movies.
In the Batman movies?
He wasn't in any of the, he's not in any of the Penguin story arc.
Okay.
At all. Like, that, he doesn't
like
exist.
The kid?
Yeah.
He's just like the audience conduit.
Help us understand what's going on.
So there wasn't that in, you know, like in the comic books. He didn't have like a young kid that he took under his wing. You know, them writing stuff in.
Yeah, giving you a way to figure out what's going on. They do that in movies and shows a lot. It's the new hire.
But the way they did it was great because it's very much Bronx Tale.
Who people are.
Yeah, you said that yesterday, and I was like, you know what?
And that's why I think the way they wrote it in was really smart. Like, hey, what's another good mob movie where he takes a kid under his wing? And they're like, yeah, let him give life advice to this kid.
Yeah.
You know, and let this kid kind of take it or not take it. It's great.
Yeah. So do we get our check now from HBO? We should. Send that to HBO, Snowcone.
I'd like to get it for free. Well, how about we can complain about one thing? Does anybody get their HBO through Amazon?
No.
Oh, okay.
I get other channels through Amazon, though. Why?
Well,
I do get other channels through Amazon.
I try to keep everything through Amazon so that I know what I'm paying for and what I'm not. I don't do it all the time, but
I get Stars and AMC and like MGM.
If you go to Amazon, you click on it, and then it'll tell you all your subscriptions, everything that's available, right? But if you just go on the homepage of Amazon, you see Penguin, right? If you click on it from there, it just takes you to the last time you watched it. Which I understand is nice, but I have three people in the house, and sometimes we're watching shows at different times.
Yeah.
So it'll take me to episode 6, and I'm like, you don't watch 4 of these Invincible things.
You have to
God
check.
Damn it. And then I go to return, and it won't let you return. So you have to log out of it and then go through the Amazon thing.
Okay.
There's no spot at that point to go down and be like, show me the episodes.
Series, episodes.
Whatever. No. Hmm. You have to go back out, in through the Amazon thing, and then click on it, and then go back. I'm no Jeff Bezos. I'm just saying fix it.
Can you get into the Max app through your Prime subscription? Like, if you try to log into a Max app, can you say, hey, I get this through Amazon or whatever?
I've never tried, to be honest with you. I only just do it at home.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
So for this, I have to turn to our celebrity chaser, Snowcone. He always knows all the deets on this stuff because he reads those.
Chaser?
He reads a lot of foie moi and whatever those subreddits are that talk about celebrities. He always knows about what's going on with Taylor Swift and what the latest gossip is about these celebrities. But this is big news. This is sad news. And yes, Snowcone, as I was leaving work last night, you had stopped paying attention to me at least 20 minutes earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that Harry Styles single. I was asking what's going on with One Direction. Like, do they get back together? I know that other guy, Zayn. Those are the two people I know. Harry Styles and there's Zayn, right?
Zayn.
And there's Lily Tomlin.
Never heard that name.
Lily Tomlin.
Yeah.
Lily Tomlin is not in One Direction.
She's in One Direction.
Lily Tomlinson or something.
Okay, I just know Zayn.
I'll find it.
Zayn's name?
Lily Tomlinson.
That's
or
his
Lewis,
name?
Lewis Tomlinson? Louis Tomlinson? I don't know. Yeah, he's in One Direction, too. Yeah. Those are like the four that I know.
What's Zayn's name? Zayn
Malik?
Zayn Malik. I've heard his name and I've heard Harry Styles.
Never heard any of these names before.
Never heard of this other guy, though, Liam Payne.
Harry and Zayn are like the two big ones.
Okay. So, Liam Payne has died. He passed away. He's 31, I think. 31 years old.
Too young, man.
Yeah, too young.
What happened
now,
to him?
Well, this is where, you know, he fell off a balcony or he jumped off a balcony. I mean, we don't really know. We know that he'd been in rehab, correct?
Yeah.
And he'd just gotten out of rehab. So when I saw the news, I immediately thought, oh, did he take his life? Just a thought.
He was in Argentina with his girlfriend.
Yes.
His ex-girlfriend had filed like a lawsuit last week claiming that he won't stop harassing her.
Yeah, things were not in his life besides just the addiction stuff.
Well.
Didn't seem like things were going. Let me try this clip. This is just from last night on the local news in L.A., I think.
Reaction pouring in from around the world tonight after the stunning death of former One Direction star Liam Payne. The 31-year-old died after falling from the third floor of a hotel in Argentina. Telemundo has obtained a phone call to emergency dispatch in Buenos Aires and another person at the hotel calling concerned about what they were seeing.
What's going on at the site, sir?
Well,
we have a guest. He's overindulged in drugs and alcohol.
cuando está consciente.
But when he's conscious, he breaks. He's breaking the whole room, and well, we need you to send someone. Please. Under the influence of alcohol or narcotics? Yes, that's right. And when they say under the influence of alcohol or narcotics, and he goes, yeah.
Yep.
But yeah.
That's it.
Just yes.
Same with me.
Both of them. But
this is a crime.
Then
lock
you're
me
guilty.
Up.
Then lock me up
a little bit.
So the big thing that I noticed, Snowcone, is that there seems to be this back and forth about people are not allowed to speculate. It's somehow rude or inappropriate to speculate, which probably always has been. I don't know if that's like a snowflake woke thing. Whether or not he took his own life.
Oh,
but I'm going to speculate. He was a celebrity. So, and I'm sorry that this guy lost his life. That sounds tragic, and it sounds like his life wasn't going so well.
Building.
Right. So, like, did he fall or?
Look, if you want to kill yourself, I feel like that's risky.
If you look at the building,
my thought too. I mean, we're on the third floor.
That's risky.
And it's you might paralyze yourself.
Yeah.
Go up on the roof or something.
Right. If you're going to do it.
That was my first thought, too.
Yeah.
That was my first thought, because maybe he just fell.
But I think they've got the
giant... Because I think if he was intending to do that...
You go over higher.
I think they've got the giant lobby with the high ceilings. I think that's considered the lobby. And then I think the first floor above that is considered the first floor. At least a lot of times in these hotels, from the outside of the hotel, you see that giant lobby, and I assume that's a hotel where the ambulances were. And I'm just thinking, if he were three stories up, on the third story up from that lobby, then it looks high enough. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's not where he was. Maybe they number the floors differently. Maybe it's not the lobby.
I'm
not
saying
the
first
floor. But you just look at everything that was going on in his life. And also, though, it's possible, because he just got out of rehab, that he was, you know, under the influence, and
they said he was under the influence.
That's what caused it. That it wasn't intentional. That it was just you're under the influence and you fall. Things happen.
He was under the influence. You know, smashing stuff up when he was conscious.
Yeah, that he was out.
Didn't he fall off the stairs or something?
I did fall off the stairs one time. Yes, I fell. I was sitting on the stairs. My brother put me in timeout, and he sat me on the steps out front of his apartment door. There was, like, you know, steps that lead up to the other apartments. It's like a hotel-style apartment or whatever. And so I'm sitting on the steps, and I guess I fell forward, and there was a pole that, you know, was there to hold up the second story steps. And it stopped me with my face. And so I knocked on the door and said, hey.
How old were you?
Brother, 23, something like that.
I remember that.
He goes, Christ almighty.
This is your brother, dad?
No, different brother, the lawyer brother. And he's like, what happened? I was like, I fell. And so he was panicked, and then he sent me home, and then, yeah. He
panicked and sent you home.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's panicked.
Charge. He's
panicked.
Because you're in timeout at 23?
Well, he said, you know,
you were drunk?
Go outside and smoke. I think he didn't want me smoking in his house.
You were drunk?
I knew he'd smoked in his house. Oh, yeah. We'd been drinking. Yeah, we'd been drinking. And is that the time you're thinking of, or are you thinking of when I fell and had to have my face reconstructed? Because that would be a separate fall. That was worse.
That was in a car.
The car is not what caused the facial reconstruction. That's usually what we tell people, me and my inner voice. But no, I fell when I was walking out to get in the car. I fell face first onto the driveway without putting my hands out. My friend who witnessed it said I just fell straight on my... No. The wreck, I was only going like 10 miles an hour, if that. I literally just was at a stop sign and then went to go. And as I started to go, I just drove right into a fire hydrant and flip the car over on its top. But yeah,
so you would already. So when you're in the car driving, you would already at that point needed facial
reconstruction.
Your
yes, yes, I already would need plastic surgery.
I had no idea. I thought it was because of the wreck.
Yeah. So you know, but I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about Taco Bell, which Laszlo brought to me.
How are you
going to
eat Taco Bell?
I didn't realize I was hurt that badly. Face. Obviously, I had no concept that I was hurt that badly. And if it wasn't for my friend having witnessed it, because he was chasing me trying to get me out of the car, I would have always thought that it was the accident that caused it, and it would have been a mystery. Because the doctor's like, "What did you hit in the car? They said you had your seatbelt on. I'm so confused. The airbag didn't even go off." And you're like, "I don't get it." And I was like, "Yeah, who knows? You know, it's a mystery." But I knew that my friend was like, "No, you fall in the driveway. Used your face to break your fall. Not great." So yeah, you can fall. You know, you've never fallen when you were ever fallen down some steps. Never leaned too close to a balcony. Someone had to grab you.
That's what I can think of.
Really?
You
never
hurt
yourself like just trying to be awake, not like in a car or anything like that, but just, you know, you're under the influence and you stumble and hit something or
no?
Wow.
I mean, when I was young, I went and, you know, we had a big hotel room with one of those big giant jacuzzi things. We put shampoo in there and, you know, get that thing pumping.
You're doing this. I'm like,
well,
what?
Like, you know, the bubbles are everywhere, right?
What are we talking?
And so, you know, I think, you know, I ran in there and, you know, was drunk, maybe didn't have any clothes on, and jumped in that hot tub.
Oh.
And it was all bubbles. There was no water in that thing. And I broke my arm, but
better than a pool. Better than jumping in a pool that you think has water in it.
It was all, you know, bubbles. So.
Okay.
Well, that's the only thing. But I mean, you know, I did that on purpose. I didn't fall.
Right. But you thought there was water in it. So
I probably would have done it anyway. I might not have jumped in it.
No, you probably would not. I don't think that's a normal thing to do. So Snow Cone, this guy, he's not a name that someone who doesn't listen to this stuff would know, because I only know Zane and
probably
Henry.
Not.
But What's the other gossip around this? Just that he had this stuff going on with his ex, right?
His
That's
ex,
like the big one.
You know, she sued him like last week. He had a new girlfriend. He posted a picture like on his.
Well, yeah.
He posted like a video on his Snapchat of him and her like having breakfast at this hotel.
Okay.
But some of these, you know, people keeping up with it said, well, that had to be 2 days old because she left like 2 days ago. So that video was old.
I think you can have an ex-girlfriend who's filed multiple suits against you and even be on probation, all those things. And if you're in One Direction, you're going to have no problem finding another girlfriend. There's no problem. She's willing to overlook all that stuff for sure. And sure, she wanted Harry, of course. Zane would have been her second choice, but she's like, I got Liam, though. And who would have thought it? So, yeah, you never run out of women who'll date you when you're in a boy band. That's just my guess. I've never been in a boy band, I would think. And it does seem like that group kind of, the girls who listened to them when they were little, that they've grown up and, like, still like it, sort of? Maybe don't listen as much.
It's like a nostalgia thing.
Is it just nostalgia, like the Backstreet Boys stuff?
I think they like that Harry Styles.
They definitely like Harry Styles.
I think they like Harry Styles. I'm thinking, like, in terms of, like, if they still listen to One Direction, I think that's the nostalgia.
I don't know what that stuff sounded like then, so I don't know if it sounds as dated now as a lot of that 90s pop star stuff. But there you go, Lazo. That's the big news that, you know.
I have no idea any of the people you just talked about.
Well, you do now. You know One Direction, and you've heard of Harry Styles.
Yeah, those two.
He's in movies.
Yeah, I know. That movie's bad, right?
The one that Olivia, what's her face, did?
Yeah, don't.
Which
worry,
one is
darling?
She? Is she Olivia Munn or Wild? Okay, I get those Olivias mixed
terrible.
Up. Which one was on the Game Show Channel?
Olivia Munn.
Which one dated Aaron Rodgers?
Olivia Munn.
Oh.
And she just had another
Which
kid.
One got divorced from Sudeikis?
Olivia Wilde.
Oh.
Olivia Munn just had another kid with John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
Olivia who?
Munn.
She's the one who dated Aaron Rodgers?
Yep.
Now she's dating John Mulaney?
Yeah. It might be. I think they're married.
He's Mad. He's Mad Men.
He's the comedian.
Oh, John Mulaney.
John Mulaney's Big Mouth, right? He's the voice of Big Mouth.
Yep.
I didn't know he was remarried. I know he talked about that divorce that he went through. I thought
went to rehab and then started dating Olivia Munn.
See, when you're a celebrity,
well, who's the little guy? Who's his buddy?
Mulaney's.
Yeah.
Nick Kroll from
there
the
you
show.
Go. Nick Kroll's a little guy, right?
Yeah.
John Mulaney's the one who talks about having the intervention. Right?
Yes.
All right, I got it now.
You're
Which one of those is dating Harry Styles?
I think it's
Olivia Wilde.
Was or is?
I don't think they are anymore.
No, they got in a big public fight. They released voicemails, that whole thing.
And then who is with?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the other guy.
The dude from Big Mouth.
Olivia,
one of the Olivias. Munn or Wild, but do you know
is
the difference?
The tall one.
Yes.
And Nick Kroll, is he dating anyone?
Probably not an Olivia. No. But he could be dating someone, but I'd be shocked if he was dating. Do you know the Olivias, the difference between the two? Okay. I'm just making sure, because you know, you're not...
Nick Kroll is married to Lily Kwong.
Okay. There you go. Now you know. Which one do you
How
think
How would I know Olivia Munn?
Daily Show, she was on The Newsroom.
And how would I know the other one?
Was she on the game show thing? Or that was
Yeah, she was.
Okay, she's the one from the Game Show Network that got real famous.
You'll recognize her. She dated Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend.
And who's the other Olivia?
She's the one who made the movie with Harry Styles because she's dating him now.
That's it? That's all she's
Isn't
ever
she
done?
Dating him? Isn't that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or she was. They're not anymore.
Okay. But and then she had that big fight with, what's his name? The actor?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, that was crazy. Which one's hotter, Snow Cone?
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn, okay.
What's the other Olivia's name?
Wild.
Don't know her.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
What's up, Charlie Big?
Yo, how are you?
Good.
Well, we're doing the news. My friends, I asked you earlier if I said there's news about the Catholic Church. What do you think that news is? Maybe they're expanding. Maybe they found proof that this is the era of Jesus. What did your conspiracy theorist friend yesterday say, that we got left behind?
Yeah.
The rapture already happened.
We're the ones that left behind from the rapture.
Yeah.
That they kids.
I really liked it when Lazarus was clarifying with him and said, do you mean that we're left behind? Is this what you mean? And he responded with something like, well, that's all I can guess with the knowledge that I have. I'm like, okay, sure. That's the best explanation I can get for why everything is the way it is. Like,
it makes sense, actually.
Yeah, you're right. It is the best explanation. The Los Angeles Archdiocese. So Snow Cone doesn't have to worry because I know his son goes to Catholic school. My godson, and I'm Catholic, so I got no problem with that. Good schools, I'm sure.
You're Catholic? Episcopalian.
Well, my mom's Catholic. Yeah. Episcopalian is basically the same thing, but...
It's not.
No, it's not the same thing. I'm not Catholic, no.
Are you Catholic?
My mom is Catholic now.
No.
What are you?
Agnostic.
But, I mean, all right, all of us are, but what were you raised?
Oh, yeah, did you go to church growing up?
Yeah, we went to some, like, a Nazarene church.
Whoa!
What's that?
Wow, I think it's...
I've seen it. Church, are you Nazarene?
Yeah, Church of the Nazarene.
Sounds like, I thought Church of Nazarene would be Lutheran.
We went, like, every now and then, and it wasn't extreme or weird, well, at least when I was a kid.
Well, they put you in a leotard, so that was weird.
Whoa, did you catch that?
I did. I also went to Catholic Mass on Christmas and Easter with my stepdad.
Okay, so you didn't go to church every Sunday.
No.
We went to Mass every Sunday.
No.
Every Sunday. And for the holidays, of course.
No.
So we did.
But he's being raised Catholic, so I guess I'll lean towards Catholicism.
That's what you are now?
I mean, I I'm not religious
go
at all,
Catholic
but I
light.
Lean towards
go Catholic light, and you could be Episcopalian. You'd like it. You'd like it over there. That's when my
parents... Well, his kid's being raised Catholic, though. Is his mom Catholic?
Uh-huh. Yes.
That whole side of the family is very involved in that school and that church.
But they're very Catholic? Yeah.
Yes.
So Catholic did she baptism. Have to confess her sin of having sex with you before you're married?
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, boy. That's an awkward conversation.
I know. I thought it was, too.
Like, hey.
But the Catholic Church is
so my kid.
Oh, God, where's his dad?
Immaculate Conception.
He's not around here anymore, so.
Yeah.
I don't know how you reconcile those two, but all right.
Well, you could have been married in the eyes of God that night.
They can't
of power
get a divorce.
Oh, right. Well, they may have changed their tune on that a little bit.
I'm not allowed to get a divorce,
sure.
My man.
Well, anyhow, the L.A. Archdiocese has now agreed to a $880 million settlement. So it must have been
the Archdiocese
major.
Of Los Angeles has reached a historic $880 million settlement over hundreds of child sex abuse claims. Mm. It is the largest settlement of its kind with the Catholic Archdiocese. The agreement settles more than 1,300 sexual abuse claims dating back decades. The lawsuits were filed under a California bill which lifted the statute of limitations and provided a 3-year window to revive civil abuse claims.
Yeah, they keep changing those statutes of limitations for making those claims about different things. It used to be murder was the only thing that didn't have a statute of limitations. They could come after you as long as they wanted. But just about everything else had some sort of statute of limitations. Then, when these states started saying, okay, we're going to change these, we're going to extend them, or we're going to get rid of them, I think they should have grandfathered people in, right? So that if you thought, well, the statute of limitations is up, if she was going to say something, She needed to say it already. Instead of extending it and saying now it's going to be 10 years, well, okay, that starts now, though, right? You can't just...
Right, no, you're right.
That's how they should do that. I mean, how else are you supposed to know when to look over your shoulder?
That's a lot of money the Catholics have.
They do have a lot of money. They do have a lot.
And I just wonder if that makes you think if you're Catholic. Like, that's a lot of money, and they pass around that basket, and I give them money.
I ask Mom about it.
And then they give it to victims that they rape.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I've had this conversation with my mom. Hey, Mom, you're giving money to them. And this is what, you know, like just in the news recently, here's what they've been doing with the money. And I kid you not, one time I had this conversation with her, and we were at Chili's or something. And I think we were. And probably must have been my birthday. I got the chicken and waffles.
You always get that.
Well, as soon as they came out with it, and then they got rid of my chicken tenders, so it was a whole thing. But I brought this up. And because I know my dad did not like the Catholic Church. When my dad married my dad had never been to church. My mom went to church every Sunday. So he says, all right, I'll go to church with you, but you can't go to Catholic Church. Pick something else. So she went with Episcopalian because it was very close.
Sure.
So then when my dad died, she started going to the Catholic Church again. But I'm talking to her about this, and she tells me that, you know, oh, no, I'm not worried about that. And plus the money that we give to our church, yada, yada. And then she tells me that she was actually discussing the same thing with a priest who I guess works at her church. But he was on, I don't know, punishment of some sort.
For raping kids?
That was the accusation.
What?
And I was like, wait a second. She goes, he did not do anything. I'm like, what do you mean he didn't do anything? Are you his accuser? Like, what are you talking about? Right. I'm guessing you're not the one that... And she was like, it's totally baseless. I'm like, totally baseless?
Right.
What are you doing?
I feel like if you just filed suit right now... I didn't even go... All my buddies went to this Catholic church by me growing up called St. Edith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody ever told me they got raped there. I have no idea. Nothing. But they went there, you know, a bunch of Catholic kids that grew up around me.
Yeah.
And, I feel like if I just filed suit, it's like if you're in the Navy and you're like, hey, I have cancer. And they're like, well, were you in this part? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, that's on us, right? And they don't even check you. Like, there's all these diseases you can get. Like, did you work with asbestos? That's you, right? I feel like if you're just like, hey, I went to Catholic church when I was a kid and a priest fondled me, they're like,
write a check.
Put you in that thing with the other 1,300 kids, buddy. We're not. What are we going to do? Yeah. Ask you too many kids to ask.
Yep.
Like, literally, you're at that point to where it's like, you know, big, you know, suing the government over something that they know they did. Like, well, you know, I don't know.
The only question is, do they, because most people do not want accusations like that to go public. They don't want them to become big. That's why companies settle. That's why people settle. They don't want stuff like that to be any more public than it already is. With the Catholic Church, because they already have this reputation, do they say, go ahead and sue us? Because at this point, even if it becomes big news, we've been in the news for it for however many years now.
I think they just pay it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's $800 million or whatever. What'd they pay? How much?
For the L.A. one, it was $880 million to the victims. So,
and there's 1,300 victims?
Quite a few. Yeah, I think that's what they said. 1,353.
What's 880 million divided by 1,300?
Look into that, or ask ChatGPT, or just wait for Twitch to answer that question. Now Lazlo's trying to decide whether or not he should...
Divided by what?
Say that he went to 1,353 accusers. It was 880-some million.
650,000.
Each kid got 650,000?
You should say you went to church with your friends.
Right, I mean, I'm just saying. Like, get in on that.
Yeah.
Just get. Well, your brother's a lawyer.
Yeah.
Just have him say it.
Yeah. I mean, I went to Catholic masses when I was a kid, so I had friends who were Catholic, and I guess when I went later.
I guess you wouldn't even be lying, really. You could say, I went to Catholic mass, I was raised Catholic, and I was molested.
Right. Now,
and then they're going to be like at the same time. They're not going to ask you at the same time.
No, of course. Same that's what I'd be telling you.
Yeah.
As soon as you say, I went to Catholic Mass.
Yeah,
I went to some Catholic Church, and then, you know, I ended up in a leotard.
Silver leotard.
I played football for Cure of Ours.
Driving around in the backseat of a
nun's car.
Yeah. And then they're going to be like, okay. I don't think anybody's going to be like, was all that at the same time? Are we talking at the same time? They're not going to ask.
No way. No way. Why else would they be asking? Why else would you be up there telling them? Right? That's it. They know what this is. And they just get that book out and like, okay.
Right. I feel like the Pope or whoever is just like, write him a check.
Write him another check.
Write him a check, you petter asses.
Yep. Yeah, I think you probably could. That's probably, if you're going to sue someone, that's probably one of the organizations that's a little easier to get money out of. I would have said Puff Daddy a couple years ago, but I think now that window has started to close. He's got a lot of people in front of you in line, so I don't know how much money he's going to go through throughout this whole thing probably a lot. But I always thought any of those as seen on TV products that looked not so safe, or and if you heard that someone got hurt with one, you know they set aside a certain amount of money because of false claims and then because of injuries. So I always thought, well, just buy one and then just say this damn thing did whatever injury you already have. Just say, well, this did it. Yeah, I was using this thing, and now I've got this steel plate in my face because the damn thing hit me in the head. And that's it. They're just like, okay, well, we've got this much money and this. What do they call that? There's a name for when they set aside that cash.
There is, yeah. It's like the cost of doing business.
Yeah, it's cost of doing business.
Right, and there's breakage.
Breakage, that's right.
Leakage.
No, that's you're back to Catholic Church now. ViewMaster. You guys ever use one?
Use one.
I got a ViewMaster for Christmas last year.
Priest me while I was looking at
Brooke got me a ViewMaster.
Oh, man. Oh, he made pictures.
Wasn't it like pictures of her in pantyhose?
No, it was pictures.
A kaleidoscope of her and pantyhose?
It was pictures of us together. It was just like.
That was me and the priest.
Okay, don't laugh at that. That would be crazy. It'd be
It's a good idea. No, it was pictures of us, just like pictures of us together, different places. But good news for people who love their ViewMasters.
Can you get those made?
Yeah, you can.
How.
You get custom ones done.
How many pictures?
Well, she did like two of the cartridges or reels or whatever they're called.
Pretty
I'm sure you could do as many as you want.
Was there a dirty photo?
There was no dirty photos in there. But I could suggest that. I'm sure she'd be down.
Could she make me one?
Yeah, she could make you one. Should sell some. That might be it.
With dirty photos?
And only fans, but only on ViewMasters?
Only ViewMasters.
Only ViewMasters.
We shouldn't have said this on the air now. We got to hurry.
Damn it.
We got to hurry. Anyhow, good news if you guys are fans of ViewMasters. Remember
the
commercial?
Make it look so real? ViewMaster 3D artists draw lots of pictures. See? One in the back, one in the middle, and one in the front. When you see them all together in 3D, the characters look so real.
No, that's the commercial for ViewMaster back in the day.
One in the back, one in the front, one in the middle.
No,
Jesus Christ.
ViewMaster commercial. I hated ViewMasters when I was a kid. I like the ones where you spun the thing and you actually got to see video. Remember those, Laszlo? That was like a 70s and 80s thing. Yeah, they made that's a ViewMaster, but they did have also little, they look like little fake video cameras.
That I don't remember.
You put carts in them and when you spun it was like actual cartoons. Anyhow, they're making a ViewMaster movie. If you thought it was a dumb idea to make Battleship, well, how about ViewMaster? What can't Mattel make movies out of? They're going to make...
Is that Mattel?
Yeah, I think so. Because isn't Mattel the one that's making all the movies?
Movie?
They're just going to keep doing them. I heard that ViewMasters, there's going to be a Slinky movie, or there was a Slinky movie. I don't know. They're going to do all the toy movies. I don't know.
What's the plot?
I don't understand.
Yeah, how do you do it? Like, maybe you get to
ViewMaster
jump in
comes
wherever
to life.
It is.
Must be like a Jumanji
Thing? Like a Jumanji. If you look in the ViewMaster and you go into it.
Like a magic ViewMaster.
By the way, since you mentioned that, my closet, I have a front room foyer closet, I guess, like a coat closet, but I don't put coats in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it opened, and something fell out the other night, last night.
It was a priest?
The night before? No, it was not a priest. It was a Jumanji game.
Whoa.
Yeah, right? Whoa.
One that you bought, or one from the previous owner?
I bought it for Christmas, years ago. I don't know that we ever played it, just when you, bam!
Well, now you have it.
It fell out. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to play it now. You have 7 days. Or else... The ring will get you.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on The Church of Laszlo.
Yo! All right, finishing up the news.
Sure.
The election coming up.
I've heard of it.
And this gal who's running for one of the parties, she went on a news channel. It's typically a news channel for the other party because she's trying to make an effort to get, undecided voters.
Win an away game.
Yeah. You know, hey, maybe there's some people who watch this network who voted for Trump in the past, but maybe now they don't know if they're going to vote for him again. Maybe I can win them over with my charisma. Well, if they're undecided. If they're thinking, I don't think I'm going to vote for him again, and I guess they happen to watch this network. Seems like odd logic to me, but that's what they said this morning on TV, that would be the logic behind it. I don't understand. But I don't know if you've seen her on TV. I mean, once you watch, you go, well, wherever you're leading... I will follow. I mean, she's got so much charisma. She's so good at this.
You know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, but right do you, now, just a number. Do you think it's 1 million, 3 million?
He's asking about the immigrants crossing the border, illegal migrants, whatever. How many? How many? And she, you know, she's doing the political thing
right
there.
Let's just get to the point. Okay, the point is that we have a broken immigration system that needs to be repaired. He's the one who talks about an enemy within. This is a democracy. And in a democracy, the president of the United States of America should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it.
There's something about her voice that reminds me of getting in trouble from a teacher that I had in school. I don't know what it is, but it's like it just brought me back.
Yeah.
When I was watching clips from her, I was like, I don't know if it's because her voice sounds the same or if it's like the
because you hate rhythm women in power?
No. I just she reminds me of a teacher that I have. Her voice reminds me of a teacher.
You don't want to listen to her because you find her inferior?
I already voted for her.
Because she doesn't have one.
I already voted for her 10 times. I was so excited. I said, any woman, I don't care which party she's on. Mm-hmm. Running for the Communist Party. It's time, Laszlo. It's time. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think women are a lot smarter than men, and it's insane that, you know, we haven't had a female leader, you know?
Yeah, I don't believe anything that you just said.
I know you don't like women, but...
hate them.
Well, I like women.
You just said you don't. You just said you don't believe any of the stuff I just said.
Well, I don't believe any of that.
You like them when they know their place.
I don't believe that you did any of that. I don't believe anything you just said, like... not that I don't believe the words coming out of your mouth weren't true, I don't believe that you believe it.
Oh, well, no, I definitely believe it. I was raised by a woman, so...
Yeah.
Yep.
Checkmate.
Now what?
Make a good point.
You know, they asked this woman...
Were you raised by a black woman?
No. They asked this woman, why'd you ask that?
Just curious, because she's a black woman.
Oh, she is? Huh? I just heard the audio. They asked this black woman, you know, if this other guy's so bad and he's so ridiculous and he's so bad for the country, then do you think these people that support him, are they all, you think they're all idiots, don't you? Ho, ho, ho. They got her now.
So are they misguided, the 50%? Listen, are they stupid? What is it?
I would never say that about the American people. And in fact, if you listen to Donald Trump, if you watch any of his rallies, he's the one who tends to demean and belittle.
See? So, what, do you think they're all stupid? Oh, my God, I would never say that about American people. And if anything, he's said it about someone. So, there you go. Now, does that sound like, when you hear clips from that, she just wants the people over on Fox News? I don't know. I'm not the political pundit. I watched it. I didn't really understand the logic to begin with. Well, go on Fox News to try and win over people who don't want to vote for Trump again. Or they haven't decided if they're going to vote for Trump again. Sure. And they gave some numbers this morning about what the potential percentages are of people who make their decision based like between now and Election Day.
Yeah.
It was a pretty big number. Pretty crazy. Like more than 1%. You're like, wow. Okay.
There's
so,
like 14 undecided people.
That's what you would think, right? Mm-hmm. I never believe these things when they say, no, you know, there's 1.5%, 2.5%, whatever it is. They'll decide between now and Election Day. Really, they don't know? The country seems so, you know, people fly flags for their candidates. I walk through my neighborhood and they people have got the flags, they've got the signs, they've got, I just think that's the country that we live in. When I was a kid, there were yard signs, yeah. But I felt like a lot of times you didn't know who the neighbors were voting for. You could live next to the neighbors for years and never have any idea what their politics are. Now that's become really, really rare.
Yeah.
I remember in 2000, I was in high school.
Do you have a yard sign in your yard?
I don't. I have a sign that says boo. Boo. For Halloween. Boo.
Ah, that's good.
I thought about getting one. My neighbor's got a bunch of Harris and, like, you know, vote no on the abortion ban stuff.
Vote no.
Yeah, like, get rid of the abortion ban. We don't want the abortion ban.
You want abortions.
She wants abortions and she wants Harris.
The way they worded it is very
confusing.
Yeah.
I want to vote yes for abortion.
Right. That's what she wants.
And
she
wants. They tried to get it taken off, right?
But that means vote no?
Yeah, I think it's. Oh, boy, don't quote me on that.
You're getting rid of the ban.
So, no to get rid of the ban?
Vote no on the ban.
I don't understand.
So, yeah, it's this is why
do you want an abortion ban?
Do I want to get an abortion?
Do you want an abortion ban?
I do not.
Vote no.
So I vote no on the ban?
I don't know. I don't want to say that, and then we got it wrong. I think you're voting no on the...
I hate that they do that.
...on the ban. But my neighbor's got this...
vote yes against
the ban. That's why they do it that way. It's to make it confusing. The people who put these things on the...
That's why it's worded like that.
But wouldn't the other people get confused, too, who don't agree with me?
Oh, no. The people who don't agree with you are much smarter.
Oh, I see.
They don't get confused that easily.
I would be like, why we're just confusing everybody? Then you just got people who want a ban,
Well, they could make it a very easy question. Ban. You know, like, do you want to ban abortion? You know, yes or no. But, well, maybe they did, actually. Now that I think about it, I don't know. I don't know. There's a sign, and it'll tell you. Read the yard sign.
Check
you can
Facebook.
Tell. Usually, if it's next to a Harris sign, then you know, okay, this person probably
Why, Harris
wants
likes
abortion.
Abortions?
I think liberals
Loves
like abortion.
Them. They like them?
They like
Loves
abortion.
Them. Harris likes them?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Loves them.
Loves abortions?
If you put a Trump sign in your yard...
Do you love abortions?
Love them. If you put a Trump sign in your yard, and, you know, I love abortion, or I hate abortions, would you, like, would your neighbors, would you be thinking about, I wonder what my neighbors think at all, or would you just think they don't care, they don't notice? Maybe one of them's like, hey, way to go. It's just not that big of a deal. There are zero Trump signs in my whole neighborhood. I cannot find one.
I don't see any Trump signs in my neighborhood. I see some of that Harris Waltz. Yeah, I see that. When I drive to work, I see
There's
more
a ton
Trump
of Trump
ones.
Signs. Yeah, when I drive down 75th Street, I see Trump signs everywhere.
Yeah, when I take my kids to school, I see Trump signs. His seem to be...
I see a lot of them in Prairie
They
Village.
Seem to be aggressive.
Are they?
Like, when I see them, it says, like, you can't fix stupid, but you can vote it out. Trump 2024.
I haven't seen that one.
But then in other signs, other people signed it, I see, like, Harris Waltz. I think the most aggressive I've seen from them was Harris Waltz.
Obviously. Yeah. It's a little snarky.
That was it. Nothing like, you know, she's stupid.
Yeah.
Which, so that, there are signs out there that say that.
Yeah.
I saw one. Well, I don't want to vote for someone stupid.
There's a lady that has a Trump sign. Like an
Do you guys
want to
vote for someone stupid?
Making fun of them. Well, what a... Are you voting third party?
No, I'm just saying, do you want to vote for someone stupid?
I don't know.
I don't think she's stupid, though. I think they're just trying to confuse me again with that sign. I think they're just saying she's stupid, but I don't think she's really stupid.
You're probably right.
I mean, she might... I don't know if I agree with her, but I don't know who I'm going to vote for, like I said, but I don't think she's stupid.
Well, I just want to vote for a winner. So, and I don't mean the person who's going to win my state. I mean a winner, damn it. I want to vote for a winner. Never done it. 2000... Voted for Gore. Why? I got confused. Then I voted for Kerry. Why? Again. Confused.
No.
Then when McCain ran, I was like, finally a woman. Right? Because he had Sarah Palin. Boom. Loses. Then
Wait, McCain wasn't a woman?
No, but his running mate was.
Oh, I thought he was a woman.
Then you had Romney. And I was like, finally a Mormon. And so I voted for him. Boom. I mean, it's just L after L after L. And then Hillary, of course, was like, yay, woman. And then I was like, well, I'm not going to vote. I got to vote for Trump because he's a winner. He won last time, and then he lost. I jinx it. That's what I do.
So who are you voting for this time?
I just want to vote for a winner. I know it in my gut that morning. I'll be looking at those polls that day. I guess I'm one of those people. You know, got to make up my mind then. Try and figure out which way the wind is blowing. Say, who is going to win this whole thing? It just would be nice, wouldn't it? I know Snowcone, he voted for Trump last time and time before. So he's 50-50.
Will you vote for him again?
Of course.
It's funny that you went from Bernie to Trump.
That's my boy.
He's got a lot of Trump shirts. Or he did.
I wasn't going to vote for him until I saw him just listen to music. I thought that was cool.
That was cool. Yeah. That was a good idea.
He was like, let's quit talking politics and listen to some jams, bitch.
Yep. And then he...
Yeah.
I was like, you know what?
Yeah, that was cool.
What questions do you have for me? You know
cares?
Where I stand. You know who I am.
Let's listen to the Mac.
Yeah, you know whether or not you like me. Come on. Let's just listen to some music, and let's do it for a while. Hey, if you know someone, or if you are someone who has an alcohol or a drug problem,
can I have a shot?
You are probably aware that there's lots of different methods of treatment. There's even been, what's that drug that people take so that they don't...
Heroin.
And abuse.
Heroin.
No, I was thinking the thing that makes you throw up when you drink alcohol. Oh. I don't know, there are other... They'll give people like antidepressants and stuff like that sometimes, certain ones, antipsychotics. I've heard of different things being used to try and help people with different addictions, but I don't know how effective any of that stuff is. Well, you guys got any guesses about what this thing is now that they found that like drastically seems to be reducing people's issues with alcohol and opioids?
Ozempic.
So this was a study looking at patients over almost 10 years. The rate of opioid overdoses went down by 40% among those taking these weight loss medications, and the rate of alcohol intoxication went down by 50%.
40% and 50%. Went down 40% for opioids and 50%. That's a lot. They don't know why yet. Is it because you're just feeling happier because you finally lost a muscle? They don't think so.
Probably reduces your cravings for stuff.
Yeah. So if you've got a craving for, I could see that. I mean, I guess it sort of makes sense with alcohol. Maybe I'm just saying that because it's a drink. I don't know. It's a drug. You think if I'm not hungry, I don't have to be hungry to want drugs.
No, but you still have a craving. I think a craving for food, a craving for booze, a craving for drugs. It's that craving.
It's just that craving.
You're looking for something, so it fills up that something.
I didn't know that's how it worked. I mean, I knew that they say that it reduces your appetite, but I guess it's so if it's all in that same part of your brain.
They say it gets rid of it. Like people who have food addictions, they say it gets rid of you thinking about food all the time. That's like a big thing, like it just gets rid of him.
Crazy. Well, so there you go. What can't this drug do, am I right?
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right, the smallest hill you're willing to die on. Now, maybe you just needed some examples to help you remember what yours is.
Grilled cheese is the best sandwich.
Okay, there you go. You're willing to die on that. That it's the best sandwich.
It is the best sandwich.
There's no sandwich better than that.
No.
Okay.
That one you include all facets of what it takes to get a sandwich.
Sure. Like going through a drive-thru.
Like time, price, right?
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like how,
for the money, for everything else, all it makes it all around.
Right. I mean, everything that goes into getting a sandwich, grilled cheese.
Okay.
Boom.
Mine is that I have quite a few, as you can imagine. But mine would be that you don't need to reply to everyone on that email. And the person who sent the email probably didn't need to send it to begin with, but I will... That's really a two-parter, so I will just leave it at you don't need to reply all. If I'm in a workplace where they ask me and expect me to check my email, and if I miss something, they say, didn't you see your email? That means I need to look through it, and I've got to already go through a lot of junk. So if you start replying all with a little quip here and a little joke there, just stop. I know you've heard people say this before. I'm sure you've heard people on TV say it. You've heard people talk about it around the water cooler. Stop doing it. Because you still do it for whatever reason. It's not your audience. That is not an audience that's looking to be entertained. It's just not.
Fair.
So stop. Laszlo says, it's no big deal. Just delete it. But there's so many emails that are junk.
To answer it.
I know, but I just like, God, now there's more of these and more. I hate it. I'm willing to die on that hill that you shouldn't be doing it and you need to stop. And that it's worth getting frustrated about.
Once the thing, I agree you shouldn't do it, but I can't imagine getting angry about it.
Oh, I'm angry not right now. Thinking about it, I'm angry. Okay, you want to hear some examples, Token? Do you have a little hill?
I'm thinking of some.
I'll give you some more examples here.
Yeah.
Never should you use your speakers, like speakerphone or Bluetooth speaker or whatever, in public. If you want to listen to music, if you want to have a phone call, then put the phone up to your ear or put the headphones in, but don't do it in public. I think, that's a hill we're willing to die on, but that's also one that I think just about everybody agrees with, except the person who's doing that,
the
bus.
Sure.
You know, when I lived in Seattle, I rode the bus a lot, and it was pretty impressive how often someone not only is on speakerphone, but getting really worked up and like arguing with someone. I told you. I'm just thinking, there's people around you.
Yeah.
But I also kind of envy those people because they're certainly not worried what other people think.
No.
They're not worried about that at all. This person says that if you have a dog, this is their hill to die on. If you have a dog, it should be allowed to sit on your furniture, like on your couch, sleeping in your bed. That we owe them that comfort if we're going to bring them into our homes. So, I mean, it goes without saying, this person doesn't think that the dog should stay outside. I think those days are mostly over. I know there's dogs that stay outside, like hunting dogs. But for the most part, Brooke, my fiance, was shocked when I told her that when I was a kid in my old neighborhood, that over half the dogs people had, I mean, probably over 80%, stayed outside.
During the winter?
Mm-hmm. They had dog houses. And so a lot of times if they came in during the winter, they came into the garage. You know, they'd bring them into the garage. Right. But we were one of those families. Our dogs stayed outside almost all the time. Now, I do think that it was allowed inside once in Blue Moon if it got really cold. But for the most part, she stayed outside.
Did she like it?
And I doubt it. I doubt she liked her life. My brother, when he grew up, he came back and took the dog.
Better than being in a pound and getting killed.
Maybe, yeah. He came and took the dog when he was older and said, please let me rescue this dog from you. So my parents were like, sure, fine. So then we went and got a new dog. Not dog. The new dog deserved to be inside. Yeah.
Did it go inside?
Yes, it stayed inside. That was my first dog. The first dog that I got to go help pick out. But yeah, let the dog in the house. That part goes without saying. But this person's saying, let him up on the furniture. Yeah, let him on the furniture. Of course.
But you don't have to.
Well, this person's saying that you should.
I know that's a hill to die on, but I don't really understand. Like,
is it my hill? I don't know. Where are they sleeping? I mean, I think my dog looks pretty comfortable on the floor. He's allowed on the bed. He's allowed in chairs. And yet he chooses a lot of times the hardwood floors.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, he's comfy there. He's got a memory foam bed and all that, so don't worry about what he's doing. But I'm just saying.
Which one?
Harry. But I'm just saying
that. The little one.
Little one, he's up on the couch all the time. He doesn't like sleeping in bed. I wish he did because he's a little dog. It wouldn't make sense. He fits.
Where does he sleep?
In his little doggy bed. He got a doggy bed, and he prefers to be there, so whatever.
Is it in your room?
Yeah, they're both of them stay in the room. I need them to be my ears.
But what about when you guys are having sex?
I put them away.
What do you say, mom and dad are about to?
They know. They do know. They know. Harry knows what's going to happen, and he goes, and so he walks into the other room.
How does he know what's going to happen?
Because he knows. He's seen it a million times. So, and then Frank, the little one, he's still trying to figure it out, but he does now know, like, he's going to go in his kennel for a while. And he's not going to complain about being in the kennel at that weird time of day because he knows he's going to get out of the kennel as soon as dad's done. So,
got it.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's weird, like, having dogs watch you. I know they're not people, but if you have a dog, our old dog used to kind of walk by, and then she'd slowly kind of look over at you, and she'd just stop. And say, it's weird. It is weird. You know? It's like, do you masturbate in front of a pet? A cat, sure. A dog, I don't know. I know they're not telling anyone, but do they know something's going on?
I'm sure
I feel
they
like they do. I feel like they have some idea of what's going on.
I have my small oil, I think.
Okay.
And it's something you guys get mad about, but telling your friends or family that you're afraid to ride this roller coaster is brave.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It is.
Oh. Okay.
I'll die on them. I'm sorry.
Going in circles.
Yeah, I know, but I'm right.
So. It's honest. It's honest.
Yeah, and being honest and vulnerable is brave. It's on the spectrum of bravery.
But when the bravery thing
stop,
to do with...
Stop. You know he's an idiot.
I'm right about
You're that. Soft. That's why you think it's brave. Because you've
right.
never done anything brave in your life.
Okay.
Zero things brave. So in order to say that something's brave, you have to go ahead and make some sort of spectrum of bravery so that you can feel brave.
Okay.
And it's obvious. It's not brave to choose the least brave option.
Okay.
Because you only have two options in that.
Right.
You either ride the ride.
So I'm
going
to choose the least brave option. That's not it.
Okay.
That's like, oh, the brave thing is to tell my wife I cheated on her. Because if I get caught, it will be so much worse. No, that's not brave.
Right.
When faced with two options, taking the least scary option is never brave. It's taking the least scary option. You only have two options. You're taking the least scary one.
Yeah.
That's it.
But it's not two. What the brave thing is being vulnerable with your friends that
but
you know can
bust
your
bones. Options.
It's not two options. You can lie and say you got to go to the bathroom.
No.
What I was going to ask is, if they do ride the ride and they don't want to, then they did the less brave thing because they did it based on peer pressure. Is that what you're saying? They felt obligated, so they did. They ended up actually being less brave in that instance.
Being vulnerable with your friends.
Or are both things brave?
Is it still afraid to ride a ride is it still a small act of bravery?
Is it still brave to ride the ride even though you're only doing it because you're scared to tell them
sure.
that you're scared?
That's brave, yeah.
It is still brave
yeah.
even though you're just doing
it
because
it's on a spectrum.
If it is still brave to ride the ride,
no, stop. You can't
even,
argue
then it
with
can't
him.
Be brave to tell
because
them.
I'm right.
Of course. He doesn't have, there's no logic in it. It's faced with two options. I don't want to ride the ride
right.
or I want to ride the ride. I'm scared to ride the ride, but I'm going to do it anyway. Faced with two options, taking the least scary option is not bravery.
One is more brave.
No.
Yes.
Okay, next thing.
Yes.
This person says, and I guess this is a small hill, but God, it seems like a huge pain in the ass. Person says...
Thank you, Mr. Cone. He says, Cone's on the spectrum, pretending he has an argument here.
This person says that their small hill that they will die on is that they claim they read the policy on every single thing before they click OK.
No, that's
like
him.
Protect yourself, know your privacy.
Thing.
Well, that was instructions because he didn't know what to do.
That's like the same thing. Like, if you're reading that, you probably read the iPhone thing. Like, read it.
God, I can't imagine reading that legal thing. Just, and also, if I read it, what good does that do me? I'm not a lawyer. Maybe this person is, so maybe that's what they're thinking. But as someone who's not a lawyer, if I read through that privacy policy, I'm guessing there's a lot I'm not going to understand about it anyway. Like, am I going to see something in that privacy policy where I go, I think what they're saying here is that in the, you know, instance of litigation due to... No, I'm not going to know that. So I guess maybe it could just say, we own all this stuff for the rest of your life, your and your kids' lives. If it says that, and maybe... But God, how long would it take to read all that stuff? I've seen something where they talk about how long it would actually take to read, like, the iTunes policy. I know that was years ago. Yeah. But it's those things are massive. I just have a hard time believing this person reads the whole thing. Anyway, this person is someone that I highlighted because I thought Laszlo would agree. They say their small hill is that people who write on the internet or in text, either one, with good grammar are more annoying than the people who have bad grammar.
I agree with that.
More annoying than the people who have the bad grammar.
Yes.
Because, you know, they're...
Because like your mother said, no one cares what you know.
Right. That's what my mother said. People, he's not saying that your mother said it, but...
Your mother should have said it.
Maybe she should have. My mother said it, yes. Yeah, that just came up the other day, and Brooke was like, she never said that. I was like, yes, she did. Hmm. She's like, why? Oh, my God, that's such a terrible thing to say. And I'm like, what? No, that's, I think, a good thing to say. And it wasn't like I'm sitting there, and I'm like, Mom, guess what I learned at school? And she goes, no one cares what you know. It wasn't that. Hmm. She was telling me, hey, you don't need to show off these things that you've learned to strangers or try and make people think you're so smart by, don't do that.
Being condescending.
Right. They don't care what you know. And I think she was right. I think that's true. The next person says, and I could see this. I could agree with this one, I think. Stop signs should be replaced by yield signs. If you aren't paying attention, a stop sign really doesn't make much difference. And yielding is sufficient if you're looking to see if someone's coming. So just replace it with yield signs and treat everything where there's another. If there's four yields, and it's still who's getting there first, right?
Right, sure.
And if we have a lot of people at a four-way stop, they're probably going to be stopping, but that's okay. But just do yield signs everywhere. It is pretty awesome that in the United States we can still
make... basically stop signs are yield signs in neighborhoods.
Yeah, unless the cops want to pull
over.
I know,
yeah, but still, you're kind of like, you roll up, there's nobody there. It's kind of the same thing. You stop and go.
Right, so just get rid of it and just let us use a yield sign so we don't have to worry about getting pulled over by, like, that cop that was hiding in your neighborhood, Laszlo, and you didn't use a turn signal.
Just
get rid of it.
I don't understand why you would use a turn signal when there's nobody behind you.
But there was somebody behind
you. What
is
the point?
There was a cop behind you.
He was parked!
Right.
He didn't need to see my signal.
But you didn't see he was parked there.
But hold on. There was nobody driving behind me. He was parked. So I wouldn't have to signal to him I'm turning right if he's not driving. You would only signal in any sort of... let me ask you this.
It's not the point.
Is a turn signal a form of communication?
Yes, it is.
Do you use a form of communication when there are no one to communicate to? I would actually argue, counselor, that communication takes two people.
Yes,
if there is no one behind me... then I'm literally just talking to myself.
Agreed. If the purpose of a turn signal is to communicate your intention.
So if there's no one behind me, why do I have to turn it on?
Because what I'm pointing out with the cop thing is maybe the cop wasn't behind you, but you didn't see a cop was there. You also might not see if a cyclist was behind you. You don't see
parked,
everything that's
going...
Right. But it just goes to show that you don't
but
see everything all the time.
There was nobody behind me.
Right, but...
So if you why give me a ticket?
Well, him giving you the ticket.
Giving me a ticket. There's no... Well, I pulled over. No one else came. The only one there was him. And he said, you didn't use your signal. Well, who would I be signaling to? You aren't driving.
But it's literally lifting
no one else
a
around
finger.
Here.
You have to lift a finger. That's it.
Well, he's going to die on this hill.
Well, I don't understand why you would have to. I'm not saying it's a big deal to do. I'm just saying, why would you have to do it? Why would a cop be able to be pulled over, no one around you, him not driving, and say, you didn't use your turn signal at the stop sign?
He was being a dick, sure.
But there's no one behind me.
He was being a dick.
That can't be a law. You didn't communicate to no one.
Right, but the,
how is that? What's that?
But you're supposed to always do it because you might not know
that's
that there's someone
that's
behind you.
That's not a thing.
Yes, there is. You might not know there's someone behind you.
Okay. But in your hypothetical world where I don't always
know, you're saying. He was
this
dick.
Time there was no one behind me.
Right, he was being
so
a dick.
Why would I have to communicate to no one?
Because he's saying he caught you.
Do it all
you
time.
Should do it every time.
Why,
you're not doing
why
it
do you
time?
Have to do it all the time?
Because you might not see that there's someone
okay,
back there.
Okay, but that didn't happen. You guys keep saying this like it's a Tom Cruise movie, but nothing happened. There was literally no one behind me.
I understand. I'm
but
saying
I have to do it all the time in case there's someone behind
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
And if there isn't anyone behind me, then I still get a ticket. I should only have to do it if
I get that.
What
part.
Other point world does that work? If I don't signal and you see me and there's someone behind me, then give me the ticket.
I get what you're saying.
But if I don't signal and there's no one behind me, then don't give me the ticket. Like, what other crime is like that?
He was being a dick. I get it.
And so are you two.
This is definitely a hill he's willing to die on because we've been over and over and over it. Someone said Nickelback is a
Well, I think this is very brave of me in the face.
I think so, too.
In the face of people, knowing people will disagree with me.
I agree.
For me to go ahead and say that I disagree with it is very, very brave.
You're right.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
This is kind of embarrassing. If it's real, a woman in Montclair, New Jersey, beautiful this time of year, she was, I guess she's anti-Israel, and she saw a restaurant that had a string of Israeli flags. Did you already see the snow cone? You're kind of nodding your head.
Nope.
Oh, okay. She sees this restaurant has these strings of Israeli flags hanging outside the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So she decides she's going to film herself going over there to tear down these flags.
I'm taking this down. What are you going to do? They can't do that. I don't stand for this. There's genocide. I don't support it. This is not okay.
This is freaky.
Who's this?
This is freaky.
What?
Freaky.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Israel. Mother.
It's Greece. They were Greek flags. It was a Greek restaurant.
God.
Yeah, yeah. I hope it's not real because you would think that if that was
really
real,
educated.
She would
and also, though,
delete
like,
that.
They can't do anything about it. Like, what do you? Yes, they can.
Right,
what
it's
do you
their
mean?
Property. Right, what do you?
You're destroying their property.
Yeah, it's like no, I don't stand for this. I have a right to tear your stuff down.
Right, what are you
no,
talking
I,
about?
I don't think that you do. I don't know. It's probably fake. If that happened to you for real, you would delete that video. It's like she's the one taking the video, unless she just. Maybe she's very brave.
Yeah,
maybe she's a brave person, Snowcone.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Oh, Laszlo. I forgot. I was going to tell you about this. Because you're a guy who, if you're going to do it, go big or go home. Right? If you're going to spend money on something, just spend the extra dollar. Do it the right way. Whatever it is. The extra couple grand. I don't know.
Well, if you want it, get it.
Yeah, if you want it, get
if
it.
If you don't want it, or it's not that important to you, then don't.
But you're also, you're a big proponent of if there's something you want to do, and you're thinking, well, if I do it this way, then I could go next month.
And but if you can't afford it, then don't do it.
If I save, I could do it a better way a year from now. You're like, hey, do it the next year. It's something you really want to do. Do it right.
Yeah.
And, of course, this often comes back to the line-skipping stuff at Universal.
Sure.
Because you did that with the Universal trip with your kids. You said it was all other single dads there. Divorced dads, whatever.
It was divorced dads and their kids.
Being almost literal Disney dads, literal Universal dads.
Universal.
But I saw this
news. I'm sure they had tickets to Disney, too.
Well, they act like, I'm not a big Disney person, so I don't know. You know, how big, but the fact that this was a big article in Forbes and I saw it all these places, I thought Disney people must care. Because they said Disneyland and Disney World are launching a new Skip the Line service.
Oh, perfect.
It's called Lightning Lane Premier Pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You saw this, Snowcone?
Yeah, people were freaking out about the price. I didn't think it was that bad.
How much is it?
They launched this Skip the Line service on October 23rd and October 24th.
Apparently.
One for each park. The new service will include one entry into every attraction that offers the Lightning Lane entrance. I don't know.
How do we know which ones offer it?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
Mad.
I didn't know which ones say no.
For Universal, was all of them.
Okay.
But I don't know. Whenever they start to give that stipulation, it makes me feel like, oh, you're going to say no Lightning Pass for Space Mountain because the line's too long. I don't love that.
Right.
It's got to be all or nothing.
They need to at least tell you what it's going to be.
You're just
going to
give me, let me skip the line to the Dumbo.
Right. Small World.
Right. Like, I don't need that.
They say that the service will be limited to a very small number of guests each day. So I don't know if this is going to turn into a thing where you end up having to wait, because they don't go on sale until 23rd and 24th for each park. But the prices for the two are different as well. Have you ever been to Disneyland in California?
No.
Okay, that's where I went when I was a kid, like a little kid. But I don't remember it that well because I was really little. But then I went to Disney World when I was wearing those hip-hop pig pants. Snoke, which one did your dad take you to?
I've only been to Disney World. I was not with my dad.
And you only went to Disney... Where were you going in the limousine with the stinky feet?
Just the Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, you were just going to the beach. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you've been to Disney World. You haven't been to Universal?
I went to Universal when I was a kid.
Okay.
I think there's one in Florida. Is that right?
Yes. That's the only one I've been to is Universal Orlando. They're all
That's the one close. I went to when I was a kid.
So, I think Universal I might have liked better. I think as an adult, I'd like to go to Universal.
Disneyland is
probably.
Just so much waiting and standing around.
I'm sure Universal is too, but I just feel like as an adult, if you don't have kids, Universal might
Universal
be the better
really
thing.
Cool.
I'm not sure. Yeah. But, so the prices that Snowcone said people were complaining about. The least expensive park is Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park.
Okay.
Which I've never been to. That's where
there.
The Lightning Lane... You did?
Oh, cool.
You said that the hotel was like...
like you strut around the things. Like when you wake up in the morning to have coffee, there's like a giraffe walking by.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
It's funny how... Because I think I stayed there for a week. It's funny how used you get... Like the first morning, you're like, oh, look.
Look.
And by like the third morning, you're like, a giraffe here.
Giraffe's here again. Hey, did you feed the giraffe earlier? So the least expensive park is Animal Kingdom. I've never been, but I've seen videos and stuff. I mean, aren't they all... Animal Kingdom, it's not like you just go there and it's a petting zoo. There's rides and all that in all of these, right? They're just different themed.
Yeah.
So the Lightning Lane Premier Pass for that park will cost $129 to $199 plus tax per person.
And that's on top of the ticket. That doesn't seem
on
that
top
bad
of the ticket.
To me.
I didn't think so either.
People are freaking out about how expensive it is.
For the least expensive one, Animal Kingdom, $129 to $199 plus tax per person on top of your ticket. Isn't the ticket already several hundred dollars?
The ticket's like $200 or something.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, that's expensive. I get it, but, you know, save a couple weeks.
Right.
Yeah. And then,
you're
going to
go
pay
down
for
there
it.
Anyway.
It's going to be, instead of waiting in line?
That's a huge deal.
That's what you've always
deal.
Said. I totally agree. Delay the vacation, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is, to
right.
get that extra money to do what you did, the
exactly.
VIP package.
Yep.
It's totally worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, because when you get down there... It's depressing
like
how long you're waiting around.
And then we did like, you know, it was cheaper on like, of course you want to go on like a Friday.
Yeah.
But it was cheaper for us to like wake up early and go on Wednesday morning.
Right.
So I was like, all right, we delayed it and we're going Wednesday morning. It's cheaper. And yeah, maybe the lines are less.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be waiting in the 2 hour line. I get it why it's more expensive then. The lines were 30 minutes. We still got to skip everything. So it's like, okay. But the VIP package was cheaper. So let's do it. Let's just do that.
My dad went during the cheapest days of the week, too.
Yeah,
he took
of course.
Me and my brother, and it was also during the gay pride.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where they go to the
park.
Well,
he probably was just looking out for you.
Well, maybe. You know, like, hey, I really think Reed should see this.
Yeah, there's other people out there who still enjoy life and have fun.
Yeah, but is he going to wear those hip-hop pig pants? Because I don't think they're going to be into that.
Well, they'll be into it.
Well, we were there several days. I mean, how many things did we do at each park? Like maybe three or four.
Right.
Because that's what you can get done in a day. It takes that long. So it is a bummer when you're standing there waiting in line. That's how you spend your entire day. I just don't think this seems that expensive. So the $129 to $199 for the animal thing. Epcot, I've been there. It's $169 to $249. Plus tax per person.
I think what rides are at Epcot.
Epcot's the one where you go in and you go through that like future thing.
Yeah, the Michael Jackson world. They have a Phineas and Ferb like detective thing, but I don't know if there's a lot of rides there. But I guess I'd have to look.
I don't think there was, but that was also the last place we went before Universal, and Universal seemed great. But okay, so even if it's the most for Epcot, $250. Plus tax. $250 That's on top of your ticket. It's $169 to $250.
And what are you getting with this again?
You get to skip the entire line, according to this Forbes article,
right.
At any of the lines that allow lightning passes, this is Lightning Premier, any of those, you get to go and get all the way in the very front. We're going to put you right on the ride.
Is this for all day?
It's once per attraction all day.
Okay, because when I went, they gave you the three fast passes you got to use.
The fast passes suck.
It's
not at Disney.
Right?
They're not. They don't work very well. It's just like a different line.
So
it's up there to people.
We used it for, what's the big one at Magic
Space
Kingdom?
Mountain.
Space Mountain. And it's, you know, it's still a pretty decently long line.
Yes. Yeah, right.
We walked past a huge line.
Right.
But we're still,
well, you're still in a line.
Because they've done so many tiers.
God damn, I paid a lot of money for this.
That's the thing with Disney, man. It's just the lines.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There shouldn't be so many tiers.
And you're made to feel like
line skipping.
Right. You're made to feel like you ruined someone's childhood if you don't take them.
Yeah.
Like, there's such an obligation, and I hate it.
And when you see those people, I mean, imagine that you spent the money and you think, all right, hey, we got to skip the line. We've got these fast passes. And then you get there and it's like, that's the slowest of the passes. Now, if you had nothing at all, it would take you longer.
Mm-hmm.
But you're thinking, I spent this extra money, I get to skip the line. I would just think people get pissed constantly.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I wonder about the lightning thing, because it's the same thing as fast pass, right?
It's,
well, it, I feel like the lightning pass is more like they're stepping up finally to the universal thing. The Universal has passes, but they also have the VIP where the guy just walks through the front of the line.
Like, I want to use it to, like, I'm walking up to get on the ride right now.
I think that's what this is.
You can use it once per attraction.
Right,
so different. So it sounds to me like you're going to be able to go to every attraction, get on it, and be done.
Okay.
Yes.
But you're not going to be able to go a second time.
Like
where the
Universal
thing, you can go a second time.
Well, as long as you go once, $100 doesn't seem that outlandish.
I don't think, there was one ride that, honestly, at Universal, so you can go on as many rides as you want, just go to the front. I think we went on the Simpsons ride twice.
Okay.
And the rest of them, we were like, all right, we're good.
We've already done it.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm reading this wrong, but I kind of took this as there is something called the Lightning Lane already. And this is the Lightning Lane premiere. So I'm assuming, perhaps incorrectly, that they'll take you to the front. And then when you're done going to the front of all the rides, you can probably still use it as a regular Lightning Lane. They can get in that line.
Well, I don't
right?
know about that. But they probably punch your card like you've used this at Space Mountain, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Because once the guide left us, then they basically gave us like a concert ticket thing.
Okay.
Like a lanyard.
Like a lanyard.
Yeah, and you're just like, this is me. Boom, I had your picture on it. And you walked up and they're like, yeah, just go sit down somewhere.
Okay, and I don't know if there's a Lightning Lane. It just, since this is called Lightning Lane Premier, and they said at any ride that accepts Lightning Lane. So I'm like, well, Lightning Lane must already
be
a thing.
But where?
Maybe not.
Which ones
don't
accept Lightning Lane?
So the most expensive park at Walt Disney is Magic Kingdom. Your Lightning Lane Premier Pass there will cost you $330 to $450. Now, that's serious money.
Okay, now we're talking about
now you're talking about $450 on top of.
Yeah.
But, again, how much are the tickets? $300-$400 a person?
Somewhere around
so you're going to pay twice as much to be able to actually do all the stuff. Because if you went to
if
Magic Kingdom without
that.
If you
I'm walking up to the ride and getting on, you know, within
at
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Within 5 minutes. If for every attraction, yeah, I'll do it.
Hell, within, I mean, I, for, within 15 minutes, I'd be like,
within
well, we
15,
skipped
yeah.
everybody. Because
right.
it's, like you said, all those different passes still end
if
up
that's
taking
that's what I'm
forever.
Getting, then yeah, wait a few weeks, save some extra, and get it.
I don't know how many people, too, though, when they go to Disney World, they go to multiple parks. They go to one park each day.
They said with this is very, very limited.
Yeah.
Like you, it's like a few
just
people.
Just a few a day.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and I don't know, they said very
so
limited, but they didn't say
they
how many.
They are going to walk right up to the ride.
That's what they're saying, they're going
right,
to walk
so
up
I
to
it. I could get it, yeah, I'll get it.
That's what they did with Laszlo's thing at Universal, so I think that's what this is. And
Laszlo's thing at Universal sounds sweet, because you get
well, they
lunch,
get you a tram. And
you get to walk around right. the exhibits, like the Psycho House.
Yeah, they gave you more
you get lobster,
access to stuff.
You're on a golf
well,
cart.
They gave us salmon.
Oh, salmon, I thought you
salmon,
said lobster.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Right.
You still, the main thing
Monroe
is...
Marilyn Monroe served it to us, but it was like this restaurant... Like there's all these restaurants, and then your guide is like, oh, come through this door. And it's like a door, and it basically says, like, employees only, and you open it, and you go in. It's like this big, huge garden restaurant.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And it's like, yeah, you guys sit down. It's got, like, a big buffet thing, and then it, and the salmon was on the buffet, and then it was like, if you want to order any other food, just talk to Marilyn.
It's like walk on the Jaws boat and to be driven around and to be walked up to the ride and say, do you want to stay on and keep riding?
Yeah.
Save a couple extra weeks.
Yeah,
yeah, because $450 is a lot.
$450
for
is a lot, especially if it's three people. You got, say you got, now you got four, two kids, you know, mom and dad. So I don't know how much that is, but, you know,
but what you,
$1,600.
Aren't what you're really doing is if you think of it as instead of buying one ticket for each of us, let's say there's four people in the family, me, my wife, and my two kids, I'm going to buy four tickets, basically going to double it. I'm going to pay twice as much. So if that means, like you said, you wait another year.
I would suggest whatever. That because when you get to Disney and you don't have that lightning pass
you're
and you're just waiting
nothing.
In line for 2 hours, you're
you
going
to
get
frustrated.
You already
spent the money to travel down there. You're spending money on the hotel. All that's still being paid for. So
if you were going to go in 2025 and the $1,600 is a deal breaker, go in 2026.
Yep.
I really believe that and just save that extra $100 a month.
And the reason these prices, they say like $150 to $250 or whatever it is because it depends on the day of the week. Just like the regular pass, like Laszlo was saying. If it's a Wednesday, it's probably cheaper. Whatever day it is, the slower days are less for these than the more popular days. But I think it sounds like a decent deal. And I kind of, Brooke and I have been talking about, like, should we go to an amusement park, like Universal Studios or Disney? We keep talking about it as something to do. And I think it would be fun, but it is expensive. So part of me is like, are we going to feel weird not having kids with us? Is there going to be enough for us to do? I think there will be for me, for sure, but I love amusement parks. I don't know about her, but now on top of that, you're thinking, if I'm going to spend a lot of money, I might as well spend twice as much.
Well, I don't know which one they are. Here they are, the Lightning Lane multi-pass attraction at Disney Park. Big Thunder Mountain, Buzz Lightyear, Haunted Mansion, Indiana Jones, It's a Small World, Matterhorn Bobsled, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, Millennium Falcon, Pirates of the Caribbean, Rogers Rabbit, Space Mountain, so and Star Tours. That sounds like most of them, rides. Really. Yeah.
It's like that's what they are. I wonder, someone on Twitch might know, if they're Disney people, which things don't allow the fast passes. Maybe it's more like the shows and stuff. I don't know, but seems like a deal to me. I'm going. I'm going to take you guys with me, but I'm not going to get you guys the passes. You'll be on the hook for that. But you guys can just wait for me.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yo.
Yo. Do you see the pictures of that guy in Texas who tried to rob a pizza shop?
No.
Marco's Pizza. Why do I know Marco's Pizza? I've had Marco's Pizza.
It's around here. It's like,
yeah,
a little square.
Is it open real late or something? I'm not sure why. No, you know what I think it was? Is one time I just decided I'm going to look to see what all places deliver where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And because I figure I know, like, I got a Domino's, I got a pizza, and then I can just walk to Top Pizza Tasio at the end of the street. So I have it, and there's a Papa John's too. But I think that came up, and so I gave it a shot. It was pretty good. You ever had it?
No.
Oh. Well, as I recall, it was pretty good.
I thought it was St. Louis style.
Is it?
I thought it was, but now I could be wrong.
Then it had to have been a different place. And maybe
I could be wrong. I don't know that. I just thought it was.
I thought the only St. Louis style one was Emo's. Is that right? Emo's?
Oh, I might be getting those confused.
What's the place that's open late? Snoke, when you were driving Uber and the girl was trying to order in the back seat.
Sarpino's.
Oh, yeah, Sarpino's. Okay, so maybe I had Sarpino's instead. I'm not sure. Anyhow, in Texas, you know, it is Texas, so this won't surprise you too much. These employees decided to take justice into their own hands when a man tried to rob their restaurant. This suspect, his name's Richard Curtis. He's 19. He was charged with aggravated robbery, according to the locals' news down there. I guess he walked into this Marco's location. It was like 7 o'clock at night, and he approaches an employee. He slips a note like he's going to rob a bank. And the note says, "Don't say S, empty the drawer." He then shows the employee that he's got a handgun in his waistband. And the employee, seeing this how it's Texas, grabbed the suspect, put him in a chokehold while his coworker called the police. And then while the employee and this suspect are fighting, and I'm sure he's trying to get the gun, the guy manages to get the gun from the waistband, and the manager allegedly tried shooting the suspect. So, you know, he's going to use his own gun on you. I remember my brother telling me once, if you get in a fight, this was like in high school, if you get in a fight, never use a weapon unless you want that weapon used on you. And he also said, also don't use a weapon because it's definitely a felony at that point.
Sure.
You get in a lot of trouble. But he was real big on anytime you bring, if you're going to bring brass knuckles to a fight or a baseball bat or a chain or whatever, just know that that thing just pretend that it's going to get used on you. Assume that it's going to get used on you. And you don't always think that with guns, but you probably should. Because especially if you're just going to show someone in your waistband that you've got this gun. So the manager tries shooting Curtis, whatever his name was. Gun doesn't fire. So the gun isn't working. I don't know if it's like a fake gun or just not loaded or what. The manager starts pistol whipping him in the face.
Yeah.
And this is what this guy ends up looking like. I hate to laugh, but look at that guy's face. That's bad, right?
You got your ass kicked.
Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. I'm trying to show.
That's
right
a
now.
Major hole in his
he's
head.
He's got an actual. I don't know how he's sitting for this mugshot. It looks like he should be in the hospital. He's missing part of his head. I mean, that's bad. Bad, bad, bad. But the reason I bring it to your attention is because I'm curious what you think about the rules of once someone comes in and threatens to rob the place, they show you a gun, whatever. At that point, you're allowed to do whatever you want, right?
Right, to protect yourself in the store or whatever.
I think the gun, for sure, because...
As soon as you show a gun, then it's on.
Now you've threatened my life.
Right, if I shoot you with a bow and arrow, then I win.
Yeah.
I always keep a bow and arrow.
Right, right.
Handy.
Well, you worked at Little Caesars for a while. And
yeah, I used to like to keep a bow and arrow back there in the freezer.
But you're just a better shot with the bow and the arrow. Yeah, you're a decent shot with the gun, but...
Well, the bow and arrow makes it fair.
Right. Gives him a little time.
Yeah.
You know, you should be able to beat me.
Like, you got a bow and arrow. I'm like,
fighting like an elf over here. But I think even if you don't have the gun, if you come in there, even if you just put a note down that says, do this, and you don't say anything else like, I'll kill you or whatever, I think at that point you should be able to kick the crap out of somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that when it comes to more serious crimes, not that this isn't serious, but if someone assaults a loved one of yours or kills a loved one of yours, I am a firm believer in the a time to die theory, which is
a time to kill.
Maybe. If I'm on a jury and they say, hey, this guy killed this other guy because this guy raped his daughter or attacked his sons or whatever.
We can't have that, but no, I'm not convicted.
You can't put it in writing.
Right.
So what we all have to do as a society is understand, hey, when we're on the jury, make sure if you should ever end up on a jury that you don't convict the person.
Yeah.
And that's how this will work because you can't put it in writing that they're allowed to do it. That guy, remember that guy in the 80s where they were transporting?
There's a guy recently who shot, found a guy in a car with his 14-year-old daughter after she went missing. He shot and killed her.
She'd been missing?
Yeah, and now he's on trial, I think, or got arrested. Yeah.
I did not see this at all.
So she was missing and they were looking for him and he found her with like a 60-year-old dude in the car and he shot and killed him.
Wow. And I'm guessing
that was within the last week.
So they'll probably say, look, did you think your life was in danger or hers in imminent danger in that moment?
Which I don't know.
I think he should be able to argue that he could.
I didn't read much more than that, but just that he had killed the guy that she was with.
Well, in order to kill someone, I think the rule is that you have to feel like your life is in imminent danger in that moment or someone else's. You or someone else's life.
Right.
So they might try and say, well, obviously it wasn't. She'd been missing for a while. You didn't see a weapon in the car. But that's a perfect example of he'll use the defense. Yeah, I thought my daughter's life was in imminent danger. And if you're on that jury, you go, yeah, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Now, unless this guy was driving down the street, he sees this girl walking and she looks upset and he says, what's wrong? She's like, please, I need a ride. And then she gets in the car with him and then this guy ends up killing the guy who's just trying to give her a ride home. I mean, that would be bad. But you're not saying that's what happened. If it's the guy who kidnapped her, yeah. You can kill him. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
And people say, so you are capital punishment?
No.
Or pro-capital punishment?
I don't want the government doing it.
I don't like that. It takes them forever and all these appeals and expensive. I just don't like the idea of the government deciding who lives and who dies. No. And too many bad
ton of people
prosecutors and lawyers.
Yeah.
Just too many people involved. Exactly. And it only takes one, sometimes two.
Now, if you kill the wrong guy, you're in a lot of trouble.
Absolutely.
Right.
If that
so that's why I would suggest it.
Yeah. You got to know that.
Right, yeah.
That's a risk. So you better know what's going on or who it is. But if it turns out, even if you didn't know, if it turns out that guy,
And if you get in trouble, you get in trouble, but I'm not going to convict you.
Well, whenever you see someone on TV or you see one of these incidents in the news and they say, oh, they're going to give them the death penalty, and it always comes up, well, what? Wouldn't you want the death penalty? What if it was your kid? Yes, if it was my kid, if it was my sibling, if it was my wife, I would want that person dead. I'm not arguing.
No,
and
of course.
If I had a chance, I can't promise you that I might not try and kill them myself. So, yes, that's different than saying, I think that this stranger on the news who's at...
Right,
no, keep those things separate. Now, If the victim's family member ends up killing this person before it goes to trial, okay.
Well, I mean,
I hope that it doesn't go to. I hope that this person.
Right, and I get it, but I mean, there's it's state sanctioned murder, and I'm not for that. Right. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Right, I don't trust the government
enough to be killing people
to make those decisions. Yeah. Yes. Remember the guy in the 80s that they were transporting that prisoner, and I think they made it to like the airport, and they're walking him. That's all on video. And he had killed a girl, I believe, raped or killed a girl, or both. And one of the victims, or the victim's dad, was on a payphone in this airport. Do you remember this? And as they bring this guy by, he turns and boom, shoots him. As they're, you don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
I always wondered, like, did that guy, I'm sure, like, just look it up, but did that guy go to prison? I would hope not. I would hope not. I think. In that moment, and as a parent, I'm not a parent, but as a parent, Lazo has explained some things.
Oh, he hangs up the payphone.
Yeah, remember?
I do remember it now, yeah.
It's a pretty iconic clip of a video there.
I've seen it for sure.
Kind of similar to the Oswald thing a little bit, just because how the guy's being transported and all that. But Lazo's explaining to me, like, one of the things I didn't understand, just because I'm not a parent, I guess, is I'll see these stories about a child that's kidnapped or murdered or whatever, and they don't know where the body is.
Yeah.
And the parents will say, I'll let this person plead. I'll agree that the prosecutor can reduce this person's sentence, whatever it is, because they want to find the remains so badly.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to you, like, I mean, the kid's been dead for 15 years sometimes, whatever, and they still want these remains. I don't understand. Why would you do that? And you said, 100%.
Yeah.
100% as a parent.
I got to finish it.
You need that closure.
I need to, whatever it is, I need to make sure that, no, I need to finish this.
Yes.
And get, I need to take care of them.
Yes. And that's,
even in death, I need to take care of them.
And I get that. You were very adamant. So I'm like, okay, because that's what people do on TV. So I can only imagine then that having a child.
And if there is no body, there's always that 1% too. It's like, well, what if he's not?
Well, yeah, there's that. When the, even if the person says, I killed him.
Right, what if he's not?
Yeah, you need that. That's part of the closure, too.
Why?
You're right.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Yeah, we're almost done. So, one of your kids is Gen Z, or neither of them are Gen Z? Your oldest is Gen Z, right? Okay.
Gen Z and Gen Alpha.
Okay, so this is specifically, they're talking about Gen Z kids in this thing with these job interviews. But get this. They said that 1 in 8 Gen Zers have had a parent write their resume from top to bottom, from scratch, which I don't think is that crazy because I've never had a resume either. But I did actually at one point think I needed one, and I had my brother do it for me because he's really good at, you know, he's a lawyer. He can BS and he can make it.
Sure.
And even like Brooke had to put one together not that long ago, and he helped her with that because I'm like, he's good at resumes. Now you can do it with AI, artificial intelligence, will help you build a resume. I don't think that's that crazy to have your parent write the resume for you. But 7% said that, not more than 7%, 37% said that a parent accompanied them to the office.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
But didn't necessarily go in the room. Doesn't say that they didn't go in the room, just says they didn't necessarily go in the room.
Don't do that.
They were there for moral support. Almost 40% brought their parent with them to a job interview in the last year. That is insane to me. Now, maybe they don't have a car.
It's crazy.
I didn't understand it. When I saw the headline, I was like, wait, what do you mean? I don't know. I'm misunderstanding this. They took their parent with them. Again, if their parent drove them and waited in the parking lot, maybe, but even that. Almost 40% say they've taken their parent with them to an interview in the last year. So you wouldn't do that, right?
No.
Your kid was like, Dad, I'd like you to come with me.
I mean, I'd drive them if you didn't have a car.
That's it. That's it. Right. That's the only thing. If you didn't have a way to get there, then you can give them a ride. 26% of those people said that their parent physically sat in the room during the interview.
What a weird thing.
I don't understand what the boss is saying.
How old are these people?
That's I'd like to know. What
like,
is
are they 14?
What is the age
15?
Of...
15? Like, my dad would never do that, and I wouldn't do it.
Oh, man, but I guess you're right. Like, if it was a part-time job in the summer...
Like, hey, I want to know what this guy wants from you. I
want to make sure he's not working you too hard on the hours it's going to be.
By the way, not doing that. Not doing that.
No.
But I wouldn't be so appalled by it as opposed to you're 22...
Right. That's what I'm imagining is adults who are trying to get jobs here, young adults, and they brought their parent with them, and then 26% of them had the parent come in the room. Because if you're the boss, if you're the hirer, and you've got
I didn't even go to my kid to the doctor last time.
Yeah, he's old enough, right.
It's like, yo, you know where it is? Drive there.
Yep. Once I was 16, I went to the dentist, went to the doctor, those things. I don't need you. You were there those last few years. You're only here for the car.
Right.
That was it. Now, if there was some serious medical thing,
then
you'll show up. But otherwise, no, don't need you to be here. The thought of being the boss and I've got an applicant walking in and then you say, this is my dad.
Right.
Or this is my mom. Huh? I would think in that moment, you're like, Jesus Christ. So then 18% say that at the very least they introduce themselves to the manager as they walked in there. I'm the so-and-so's dad or mom. And 7% of these people said they answered some or all of the questions for their child. Now, if they're answering all the questions, can your child not speak? Right. But to answer a question at all.
No, I mean, unless they're like...
No way. You shouldn't be in there.
No, you shouldn't be in there.
You shouldn't be in there. But what question are you answering? But you know what, Lazo? Now I'm thinking about what you're saying. That maybe it is like a job at Wendy's, and they're in school still, and you're going as the parent, like, how many hours are they going to be working?
Right.
How many, you know, is he going to be home before 10 o'clock on school night?
Like, you know, what days can your parents get you here?
Right. Or even if they were like, you know, are you able to work past 11 o'clock this many nights? And the parent's like, no.
Right,
you can't do that. That was part of our deal. Still, you shouldn't.
Still, you shouldn't be in there.
Shouldn't be in there.
Of all the
places not to take your mommy or daddy into the job interview sounds bad.
Unless you're going to work with you.
Right. Then fine.
Can I have this muffin?
Or if you don't. Yeah, that's yours. They're pretty good, right?
Yeah, they're really good. I'm proud of you.
Not bad. Thank you.
Who made them?
I did.
Come on.
I made them last night.
You're not a muffin man.
I love muffins. I made them last night.
You're a muffin man?
I like blueberry muffins a lot. When I was a kid, my friend's mom would make them for me for breakfast.
How do you make a muffin?
You get some batter, and then I got some blueberries. It came with some blueberries, but then
you
add
like
some blueberries.
Blueberry muffin batter?
Yep. Put some...
You put it in a muffin tin?
You gotta have muffin cups, and then those go in the tins.
Muffin cups? Is that what you did right there?
Those paper things, yeah.
Those?
Yeah. Those go in the muffin tin, and then you scoop the batter into there.
You can't put it right into a muffin tin?
You can, but if you do that, then you got to grease the pan. A lot of it gets stuck in the muffin tin.
It's not ideal.
Those you just drop in there. Make sure you got the aluminum on the bottom, and then...
We got to buy all that stuff?
Well, those muffin cups are cheap. You get a huge bag of them.
How much is the muffin tin?
I've had the same one since I got a house. How much what? Is the muffin tin? Maybe 10, 15 bucks, something like that. You like muffins?
Yeah.
You like blueberry the best?
Mm. Cranberry.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You should make some. And you could get craisins, you could get cranberries, whatever you want to do, and you can make them, because they never come with enough fruit.
No, you're right.
So,
orange muffins, like the orange zest?
I don't know that I've had an orange muffin before. I've had, what's that? Poppy seed, of course, blueberry. Mm-hmm. Then a lot of, I like the chocolate ones that are just cake, you know, the double chocolate and all that.
Sure.
But
well, good muffins, man.
Oh, I'm glad you like them, brother. There's
Thanks
more where that
man.
Came from.
That's
if
nice.
Your boys would like a muffin making lesson,
well, I'll make them.
Get together. Well, yeah. If you need any tips
or
tricks,
in the oven?
I baked them at 400 for about 18 minutes, 18 minutes. No, not bad at all.
How many muffins can you get in a muffin tin?
I think they're all the same number. I'm not sure how many it is. It's like 24 or something like that.
And then one thing of. Batter? Does the batter come already made, or do I have to mix it with water and stuff?
You have to mix it with eggs and oil and
I'm not doing that. There you go.
But you can mix it. You don't need a KitchenAid like a lot of those things. You can do it by hand.
Batter? It's already pre-made?
For muffins?
You know, pancakes? I can make pancakes. Can I make pancakes in there?
In the muffin tin? Give it a shot.
Pancake muffins.
See what happens. You can make bread out of the muffin mix. You can put it in a bread
I'm sure I can make pancakes. I just put the pancake stuff right in there?
Yeah. See what happens. Give it a shot. You're still going to have to add milk and water and stuff to your pancake mix.
No.
And stir it up.
They make, like, quick stuff.
They make liquid stuff that's already ready to go?
Just pour it right in the thing.
Never seen that. Did Socon's dad invent it?
No.
It seems like something he would come up with.
It's that just, you're buying a little, like, pour thing. You just pour it right there. Boom, boom, boom. It's already done.
Oh, I'm interested. I'll check that out.
So I pour that right into a muffin tin.
Yep.
Where do I get a muffin tin?
At the store. Sometimes they sell them at the grocery store.
Yeah,
a lot of times
they'll
sell the aluminum ones. Well, then at Walmart, Target, any store. Any store that sells stuff.
Like a Target has a muffin tin?
Oh, yeah. They have muffin tins.
I had no idea.
They might only have one to choose from, but I guarantee they have
I'm done talking about this.
You brought it up.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
That's it, my man.
I'm leaving.
Okay, well, you guys have a great night. I'll get caught up on Penguin. Hopefully, you'll still want to talk about it tomorrow. If not, so Kona and I can discuss it. Deal?
I'll watch it. Yep.
Deal. Don't forget...
Watch what?
Well, we're going to watch the Penguins so we can talk to you about it tomorrow. Yeah. You'll probably be done with it by then. So.
I am done.
Yeah, watch the Menendez thing.
How many other four?
There's four
out.
Right now? Okay, do you have any they're doing this whole season?
I think like 8 or 9.
8, okay.
There you go. That's the only thing that sucks, you got to wait for them to come out, but it's fine.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean. You get to talk about it during the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. I kind of like it a little bit.
You just talk about
it. Now I'm like, okay, I got more weeks to look forward to something.
True.
Right. As opposed to me just binging it all in one night. I mean, yeah, that was fun, but now.
Talk about theories, you know, and yeah, it's fun.
Like, just, you know.
My memory's not so good, so I have a hard time remembering what I saw the week before. That's a long time for me to try and remember something. But did you ever watch True Detective?
Well, they do recaps.
No. I got through it.
You got through the last season?
Not the whole thing.
Oh, you didn't go through the last season?
The Jodie Foster one?
Yeah.
They're making another one, aren't they?
Are they? I watched two of those.
They're making one, like, I think that same, like, Night Country thing.
Oh.
I don't think they're changing everything again. But they might be. Don't quote me on that.
Okay. Well, I never watched it.
I didn't like it at all.
Maybe I should have watched it. But I shouldn't. I didn't miss anything.
I thought it was stupid.
Okay.
Yeah. It was stupid.
Stupid. Make more penguins.
All right. Good show. Stephen Kwan. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.